something here. He says, pardon, I pray, the iniquity of this people, according to the greatness of thy loving kindness, just as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even until now. And the Lord said,
I have pardoned them according to your words.
Your words. Oh, that's so good.
Now, many times people come to us for prayer for deliverance, and they want to escape certain things. And as we pray, God is saying, okay, you have prayed the right prayer. You prayed in the name of Jesus. You prayed and mixed your prayer with faith.
Yes.
You've used scripture here. You stood in agreement. You've taken communion. You've pled the blood of Jesus. Now, I have pardoned this person according to the prayers that you prayed here in agreement.
Oh, praise God.
And they are pardoned. I mean,
yes.
When we see a person, Barbara and I have seen a lot of times where they lose 10 years in their face. Sometimes, in some unique cases, I've seen people, it appears to have lost 20 years in their face because God removed the burdens and destroyed the yoke. He just snapped that off of their lives.
Oh, that is so
good. Good news, good news, good news.
Praise the Lord. We see here in Deuteronomy 7, 9 and 10, and that's such an important verse. And Darren, I know that's one of your favorite Old Testament verses.
Well, let me quote it.
Okay.
I love this.
Okay.
Now, one of the determinants it makes right here in the early part of this verse, it says, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God. Now, I would say this to some of you. Know therefore that the Lord your God that you're serving, he is not God. You've chosen the wrong God. You've made a bad choice. Well, maybe you're is a God of sports. Maybe it's a God of makeup and dress and wardrobe. Maybe it's the God of leisure lifestyle. And I know some that are into that. They have enough resources to live a life of leisure. Well, I would say to them, your God is not the God. But in this verse, he's talking to the children of Israel. He says, know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God, the faithful God, who keeps his covenant and his loving kindness to a thousandth generation with those who love him and keep his commandments. Mm-hmm. So there is a condition there. He will love those who keep his commandments and that are faithful to him and his precepts and his counsel. Well, that's such good news. And you know, we have not gone since this was spoken to Moses, we have not gone through a thousand generations, so we're still covered.
That's right. Praise the Lord. We also know that not only can we get curses from passing down through the generations, but also we can curse ourselves. And that those are curses like, I hate you. I wish you were dead. And if you've said those kind of words before, you need to ask God to forgive you for letting those words come out of your mouth. And Darren, I need to say that curses come mainly out of the mouth. They come from what we say. What we do is usually secondary to what comes out of our mouth first. That's where the curse is established.
You know, I would say also, Barbara, for people that are listening to this message that have been cursed repeatedly by their parents, like dumb things to say to a child would be, you know, if you had a brain, it'd be lonesome. Mm. You know, and there's some things like that. If you hadn't been so ugly, we've been able to give you away. I have prayed for people that have endured that curse into their 50s.
Yes.
I would say this to you. Write down that thing that circles around in your head all the time. Those put down words, the words of unworthiness, the words of shame, and the words of just slamming you, just cutting you to shreds. That happened when you were 4 years old. It may still be happening when you're 40. If that's the case, write it down on a piece of paper. Make a little altar in your house. Maybe it's your a coffee table in your living room. Put it up there like it was an altar and say, Lord, I put this thing has tormented me long enough. It's a curse. I want to break this curse. And then get up and tear that thing into little pieces of paper and take it in and flush it down the toilet.
That's right.
And say, now, bless God, it's gone. And now I'm going to replace that with Scripture, where God is saying, like 1 John 3:1, how great is the love the Father has lavished upon us that we should be called the children of God. Mm-hmm. You're going to trade a curse for a blessing of
the Lord.
And let me tell you, that little ceremony works.
It really does. And Darren, it's so important to realize that when we break these curses, the habit patterns may be there for a while. So if you slip, if you're saying something and you slip on something that you said, oh, I didn't want to ever say that again, you can go to the Lord and confess your sin. He's faithful and just to forgive your sin and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. That's 1 John 1:9. Go to him. He's your father. He loves you. He is full of loving kindness and compassion and mercies. He wants you to win. But if you do slip, don't harangue yourself. Don't put guilt on yourself. Go to him immediately and confess it. You'll win that way.
Oh, Barbara, that's really great teaching. And here's the way that, folks, that you can make this permanent in your life. Instead of going back into this old thing, you know, well, I'm ugly and I'm unworthy and all this kind of stuff, and I'm stupid and I can't make it. All right, we're going to break that by prayer, first of all, and saying we're going to make a sacrifice of that thing. And I suggest you tear it up and flush it down. I've also seen people write things down on a piece of paper and then go over to their fireplace and set a match to it and burn it up. But now here comes the part where you need to fill in that void. Now, God has taken it out of your life. You give it to him. Now what you want to do, put it in its place. So I'd write this down on a 3x5 card. 1 John 3:1. I quoted it a while ago. Let me give it to you again. How great is the love the Father has lavished upon me that I should be called a child of God. Now, if you will say that over and over, I'll tell you this, how it works. In 3 to 6 weeks, you will have a new pattern of thought, and you wake up in the night, and right as you come up out of deep sleep, how great is the love the Father's lavished upon me. And that's awesome.
That's
Let me tell
right.
you, that is a secret that's worth a lot of bucks to you folks. I mean, that will pay off, and that's a matter of renewing your mind to agree with God's Word.
And when we renew our mind to agree with God's Word, when we follow after God, and we're learning those scriptures like Darren is encouraging you to do, and Darren and I are encouraging you to do, then there is not an opportunity for a curse to come upon us. And we've got to look at this little verse in Proverbs, Darren. It's Proverbs 26:2. It's like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying. And these are things, have you ever noticed birds? Have you ever been able just to sit out and watch the birds? I mean, it's effortless. They are just doing it with the joy of their hearts. They're just... And so, what are the birds that they just twit while they're doing their little melodies while they're midair?
I think it's a finch.
Oh, they're wonderful. They are singing their songs while they're flying midair. Well, so a curse without a cause cannot stick or alight. I mean, those curses will go right past you when you are being obedient to the Lord. They will not stick. They will not be effective in your life. Even if people put a curse on you, that's right. Even if you know someone has tried to put a curse on your life, if you are a child of God, if you're growing up in His Word and equipping yourself and establishing yourself in the Word of God, these curses cannot have any effect on you.
Let me say this. I know in some divorce situations where ex-wife, for example, will take a doll and she'll stick pins in it, and just she wants to bring all the curses and calamity to that terrible, rotten man that dumped her or that was unfaithful to her or whatever. Let me say this. Those curses cannot come to you. If you keep yourself covered with the blood of Jesus, they can have 100 dolls sticking pins in them. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about here, because curses have come against you. Maybe they're sending you hate mail. Maybe they're sending you hate email. Maybe they're even putting it on the front door of your house when you're gone. You come home and here it is. They're really trying to destroy your life because they're driven by the devil. You do not have to buy into that's going to get you. If you'll stay out of fear, stay in forgiveness, and if you'll say, I forgive that person by an act of my will, and Lord, bless them, bless those that curse you, the Bible says. Mm-hmm. And God is the one that says, you know, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Let God go get
even
with
it. Does he repay much harder than we would, really.
Oh, yes.
His punishment is much greater than ours is. And I would say that to you, don't dwell on what those people are saying about you. Dwell on what God says about you. And Darren, I really truly believe that 1 John 3:1 is such a good one, but because it tells us that we are a child of God. And also Romans 8, that's such a wonderful chapter to go back to and say, hey, I'm a joint heir with Jesus. Ephesians 2:6, I'm seated in heavenly places with Christ. My brother Christ is seated up there, and I'm seated right beside him at the right hand of God the Father. We can say those kind of scriptures and get out of what those curses were meant for us to be.
You can sow the words in your house or in your office or in your car, and it will change the whole atmosphere, because words are things. Now, we need to really know that. You can't see them, but they're things. So you can decide, I want to have a great atmosphere in my house. I don't want to have a sick atmosphere. And sometimes you can smell that. Sometimes you can smell sickness and smell death around.